A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The University of Utah's Police Department is joining a national initiative to increase the number of women on the force to 30%. Currently, 10% of the U.S. department are women. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, one person is dead after a hit and run in Salt Lake City this morning. Police are looking for a silver 2013 Subaru Impreza hatchback with damage to its front end. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We do have a report of delays by the tracks at 40th West about 8950 South, and delays in Davis County. No official word, but multiple KSL traffic troopers reporting a rollover northbound Highway 89 in Layton. Traffic at a standstill from SR 193 all the way back to Mutton Hollow. One trooper says it's just at the SR 193 underpass. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Flash flooding over southern Utah. Hot and smoky here in the north. I'm Kevin Eubank.
99 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
More employers are making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory in an effort to slow the spread of the Delta variant. That includes the city of New York and the Department of Veterans Affairs.
I don't think this is an issue of liberty and bodily integrity versus getting a vaccine. This is really getting a vaccine is doing what we have to do to serve our patients.
The University of Pennsylvania's Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, a former member of the Biden Transition COVID-19 Advisory Board. President Biden meeting today with Iraq's prime minister. He says the U.S. mission in that nation will transition from one of combat to one of training and assistance to Iraqi forces by the end of the year. A select committee that will look into the January 6th attack on the Capitol will convene tomorrow. The Energy Department says gas prices are down 2 cents a gallon to an average of $3.13. At the games in Tokyo, 14 medals so far for Team USA, 8 of them gold. The Dow and the NASDAQ cruise to record highs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The messy campsite earned a woman a nearly $6,000 fine. The Idaho camper was visiting the Tetons, which has a strict rule about putting your food away to keep away the bears. Well, the mess she made attracted a grizzly. Faith Jolly with Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says leaving food out teaches bears bad behavior.
It is unfortunate because once these bears become habituated to people and they see, you know, campsites or other things as a food source, they lose their fear of people. They can become aggressive. It can become dangerous. And so a lot of times they do end up having to be euthanized, unfortunately. So, yeah, it's a good thing to let people know, like, if you love the animals and you love the wildlife, take care of your food. You know, lock it away. Don't make it turn into that situation.
Jolly adds that bears can also be an issue in Utah.
But we're not quite as hardcore, right? We don't have grizzly bears here, which are more aggressive typically than black bears. But, you know, we do have black bears, and they're located throughout Utah in some of these high-elevation mountain areas. There's several instances every year that we're having to either relocate bears that have come down into neighborhoods, actually. We do have several instances every year that we have to tranquilize and relocate those bears. But it's kind of the repeat offenders. If the bear keeps coming back to that area or starts acting more aggressive towards people, that's unfortunately when it gets a little trickier and relocation usually is no longer an option. We see it here in Utah, you know, and this is a message we're always trying to tell people, too. They'll think, oh, it's black bears. They're small. They're fine. Like, it's not a big deal. But, you know, we have had a fatality here in Utah as well. And, you know, we've had a couple instances in the last several years where people have been scratched or bit. So, you know, it is an issue here as well that we definitely want people to be aware of, know they're in bear country, and to make sure they're bear-proofing their food and stuff.
And if the bear comes back to that same area in the Tetons, rangers will have to put it down. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now for emergency traffic coverage sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, bring us the latest.
We still have lanes blocked in all directions at the intersection of 7200 West and the 21st South Freeway. Now, we had an earlier report that eastbound traffic was getting by, and they may be able to. But right now, we have no official word that the freeway is open once once again in Magna. And right now you're going to see heavy delays westbound on the 201 from Bangor out to 7200 west. Now southbounders on I-15, slowdowns are setting in between 53rd and 90th south. Len?
That crash westbound I-80 a mile east of Saltaire. The slowing is stretching out for a couple of miles now, but still the left lanes are a good alternative. Bangor Highway still working well northbound, southbound as you make your way all the way down to South Jordan. We have a fresh crash northbound I-15 at the 900 south off-ramp. It's on the right lane, and the driver to Provo looking good on I-15. Steve?
Northbound 89 still backed up in Davis County. Still have that car versus truck accident just past the SR-193 overpass. According to a KSL traffic trooper, apparently the truck rolled in its bumper-to-bumper traffic right now between Mutton Hollow and Antelope Drive. Ogden's Flooring has carpet and 100% waterproof luxury vinyl in stock at last year's prices. What the others don't have, Ogden's is fully stocked with. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, flooding rains over southern Utah, 1 to 2 inches from St. George up to Cedar City. In Salt Lake, we've been in the upper 90s with smoky skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, 73. We will see a chance of some thunderstorms during the day on Tuesday, but smoke lingers. A better chance of those storms for Wednesday into Thursday, and then widespread rain, lightning, and thunder for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Highs in the north fall down into the upper 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And we have hit the century mark, 100 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. But get this, St. George, which is usually the hot spot, it is raining there right now, only 74 degrees.
At Shane Company, our values of integrity, respect, and excellence have always guided us in everything we do. My grandfather wouldn't have had it any other way. We've always sourced conflict-free diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and cultured pearls, upholding these standards. We buy globally at the source, eliminating all middlemen to offer you the best prices. We only work with reputable suppliers whose values align with ours and who make a truly positive impact on their communities. Browse our beautiful selection of fine jewelry or let us help you create your dream ring. Everything we do for you, from our welcoming team, to our direct importing, to our lifetime warranty. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at shaneco.com.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to sunday.com. That's S-U-N-D-A-E.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER for your free no obligation cash offer.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly, everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 4:55. We are watching Utah's money. The popular Centerville Dairy Queen will be closing its doors after more than 30 years. The owners say the pandemic wore them down. Don't worry, though. You can still get Dairy Queen in Davis County. You'll just have to drive to their Woods Cross location. KSL Drives, KSL Rides. America is trying to get away from car emissions by promoting e-bikes. A bill was introduced to the Senate last week offering a 30% tax credit for e-bike purchases. That's anywhere from a $12 savings to a $600 savings. Face ID is coming to a MacBook or iPad near you. The face recognition technology found on newer iPhones will replace the touch technology in a couple of years. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 82 points, ending the day at 35,144. S&P was up by 10 points, and the NASDAQ also up by 3 points. Auditors have locked out an Arizona Senate liaison from the ongoing recount of Maricopa County's November election.
Ken Bennett shared some concerns he thought were in confidence.
I was just trying to confirm some numbers privately, and they went to the press the next morning and said, Bennett's sharing numbers with us, and it confirms our whole methodology.
Bennett tells our Mike Broomhead he'll continue with the audit if there's transparency in procedures for the final product expected next month, and if it'll boost election integrity.
And it's not for Donald Trump. And it's not for the Senate, it's for the people of Arizona. Because if the people of Arizona don't have complete confidence in their elections, we're going to lose our state and our country.
Bennett told auditors the third recount underway shouldn't be force-matched against the others. Peter Seymour, KTAR News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.